You are listening to the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund podcast, Comic-Con International 2015 edition. My name is Alex Cox, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about everything the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund is doing at Comic-Con International in San Diego, starting week of July 8th. Joining me right here is Sam Johns, who is our development manager, and she's going to help me walk through some of the week. Let's just start with Wednesday. That's preview night. The show floor is open from 5:30 to 9, and we're going to have all of our exclusives ready that night. Sam, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the exclusives?
We have a brand new tote bag. It is only a donation of $5 with a beautiful Libby ink drawing designed by Vanessa Del Rey, and it is one of my favorites.
It turned out really nice. Yeah, Vanessa Del Rey is a great illustrator. She's doing Hit at Boom Studios, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she was nice enough to do an illustration for our new tote bag. We also have a messenger bag that's going to be fully embroidered with the 2015 membership emblem by Michael Cho, who is a special guest of the show this year. So that is a particularly cool item.
We also have a new patch designed by Brian Wood. It's a really nice emblem.
And it's fully embroidered. And along the same lines, Brian has designed an actual full coat of arms, which is going to be on a brand new t-shirt. It's premiering at San Diego, and it looks really cool. You can check out all of these items on our website, cbldf.org, and that's, in general, a good place to go to check for news and to donate, which we always appreciate.
We also have a Star Trek Green Lantern variant cover coming out, which is very exciting. And we actually have a few words by Sarah Gatos, the editor, on the book. Let's go.
Hi, this is Sarah Gatos. I'm an editor at IDW Publishing, and right now I'm editing the Star Trek Green Lantern crossover called The Spectrum War. I'm co-editing it with DC Entertainment's Jim Chadwick, and I'm really excited about it.
Cool. What else do you work on at IDW, real quick?
Pretty much I've worked on a majority of the Star Trek books. I'm also editing Edward Scissorhands. I edit Infinite Loop. And I'm co-editing all the Disney titles.
Cool. So the Star Trek Green Lantern book, that's being released the week of Comic-Con International.
That's right. It's very exciting.
Cool. So it's going to be your premiere book at the IDW booth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a ton of really awesome covers to kick it off. Probably more covers than any book I've ever worked on. We will have a special variant cover at the IDW booth. Previews is having a special cover, and I think CBLDF might have a special cover too.
We do, in fact. Tell us about the variant cover at the IDW booth first.
Yeah, that one's really, really fun. I reached out to Freddie Williams for that one.
Sure.
Someone that I've been wanting to work with since my days at DC, and he did a pretty epic, heroic, action-packed cover for us, and that'll be available at our booth.
Cool. And the cover we've got is by Tony Chastain, who's the regular Star Trek series artist.
Yes. Now, the artist on Star Trek Green Lantern is a guy named Angel Hernandez, who did some work for DC on the Infinite Crisis digital book.
Mm-hmm.
But I think pretty soon after everybody sees his work on this, he's going to be a big name. Our writer, Mike Johnson, likes to refer to him as like, he's basically a one-man special effects department on top of being an awesome comic book storyteller. So I think this book is going to hit all the notes that people want it to hit. It's just really over the top, like a big, fun summer movie.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thank you so much for setting this variant cover up for us. We're excited to read the book, and we're excited to move some comics at the show.
You bet. Tony's cover is really great, and he's been doing such a good job on the interiors. So I think any fans of the ongoing Star Trek book should definitely check out this cover.
Cool. Thanks. And hopefully we can get you back on the podcast for an actual lengthy interview someday, because I know you've had a interesting career to date.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you.
All right. Moving on to Thursday, we have a couple of panels to talk about. The first one is my very own panel, which is a labor of love, to say the least. It's called Spinner Rack Revolution. It's at 12 p.m. in room 30CDE. It's the secret history of free speech in magazine comics. Throughout the 60s and 70s, there was a whole trend of magazine-sized comics that ran without the comics code, with all that that implies. This includes National Lampoon, Heavy Metal, all sorts of great magazines. They really were a high watermark for quality at the time, and I go through an enormous amount of research about these magazines. I went down a serious rabbit hole, and I hope you will join me down the same rabbit hole. Very same day at 1 p.m., immediately after the Spin Rack Revolution panel, is Why Are Diverse Books Banned? That's going to be hosted by editorial director Betsy Gomez, and we'll have Carol Tilley and a couple of other folks discussing why diverse books are challenged and how we can defend them. And at 4 p.m., there's going to be a live version of this very same podcast. Director Charles Brownstein will be hosting that, and it's going to be super fun, so come on out for that one. That's going to be in the San Diego Public Library Auditorium.
Friday, we're starting off with Banned Comics at noon. Our executive director, Charles Brownstein, is going to talk about how they really are still banned. It's hard to believe, but there are, in fact, hundreds of incidents every year. Following at 1 p.m., we have Comics and the Real World, using graphic novels as tools of tolerance.
Those are both in room 30CDE again. That looks like that's where we're going to be camped out for the weekend. All of these panels are in 30CDE, including some stuff on Saturday. Comics in the Classroom with Meryl Jaffe and Betsy Gomez, again joined by Rose Brock, Matt Phelan, Cecil Castellucci, Dave Roman, Nathan Hale. Gosh, who else is in there? Who am I missing, Sam?
Did we say Matt Holm?
Matt Holm, there we go. Co-creator Baby Mouse and Squish. All of these are great supporters of the fund, and they're going to be talking about how to use comics to engage students in the classroom. That's at 12 p.m. on Saturday, and at 1 p.m.
From our executive director, Charles Brownstein, and our editorial director, Betsy Gomez, learn about how censorship is still rampant in the United States.
And finally on Saturday at CBLDF, Protecting Comics in Libraries, which is exactly what it sounds like. That's in the Shiley Special Event Suite at the San Diego Central Public Library. That's going to be starting at 4 p.m., and that's Executive Director Charles Brownstein again talking about how to protect comics in libraries, one of the most important things that we're doing currently.
Sunday, we're wrapping up with the You Can't Draw That live art jam, where the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund is being joined by Michael Joe, Dennis Kitchen, and others who have yet to be announced, and they're actually going to create right in front of you. It's a really awesome interactive experience, so swing by room 5AB at 12:15.
It is a lot of fun, and if you've ever been there before, you know that at the end of the live art, the pieces are auctioned off, so you can get some really cool art that's made there on the spot where you watch the artist do it, and it's a lot of fun. So that's the program for the weekend. Throughout the weekend on the evenings, we have some other special events. We have our annual Thursday night member party, which is at the Westgate Hotel at 8 p.m. That's 1055 Second Avenue, and it's always a ton of fun. Image and Comixology are co-sponsoring it. And the list of creators that are going to be there is too long to mention at the moment, but if you check our website again, you can see everybody that's going to show up. It's a lot of fun. There's food, there's music, etc., etc. Preview of the art that's going to be in the auction on Saturday night. Sam, do you want to talk about the auction?
A bunch of artists have been more than generous and donated some great pieces.
That's right. And without spending too much time on it, since you can't actually see the pieces, I'll just say that there's a ton of beautiful artwork. It's sponsored by IDW Publishing, and they have spent a lot of time rounding up some really beautiful art. A lot of our regular donors have shown up with some beautiful pieces. I'm just going to send you right back to the internet so you can look at the artwork instead of us talking about it. Check our website, check our Twitter feed. There's going to be art everywhere, and I encourage you to peruse it at your leisure. That's going to be at the Hilton Bayfront. That's in the Sapphire Room CD. It's a Sapphire Ballroom, and it's a lot of fun. We have a huge signing schedule that's going to be posted in our booths. You can come by anytime and take a look at it. It's also on our website, of course. But really quick, Sam's going to walk through who's going to be in the booth so that you get a quick idea of what we're hosting throughout the weekend.
Starting off on Thursday at noon, board member Paul Levitz, who y'all know through his long history of Legion of Superheroes and most recently, Dr. Fate. Very worth the read. You should pick yours up. Immediately following...
We'll have copies there.
Oh, we will.
Yes,
right.
We will.
There we go. At 1 p.m., Dennis Kitchen will be there. And later on in the evening at 4 p.m., we have Cody Chamberlain, who very recently just came out.
It'll have been out for a week by the time by the time San Diego rolls around.
We are, of course, talking about the Punks CBLDF benefit issue. It's really fun. They went, and I think they succeeded in breaking every single rule put in place by the Comics Code Authority.
That's right.
Next day, Friday, we have Matt Kent coming in at 10 a.m. Later on in the afternoon, we have Fabio Moon from the infamous Day Tripper, BPRD 1947, Casanova.
And then 4 p.m., his twin brother, Gabriel Ba, also from Day Tripper, BPRD 1947, and Casanova. Moving into Saturday at 11:30 a.m., we have James Asmus, who is the writer of Quantum and Woody for Valiant Comics.
And at 1 p.m., Michael Cho, who we just had some really nice words about. He did Shoplifter.
4 p.m., we have Scott McCloud, he of Understanding Comics, Reinventing Comics, Making Comics. He'll be signing copies of The Sculptor, which is his new graphic novel from First Second, and it is a spectacular read.
Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday at 11:30 a.m., we have Mike Johnson of the Star Trek Green Lantern title, which you just heard. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming out as far as the CBLDF variant goes. Wrapping up at 1 p.m. is Robert Vendetti, who writes XO Manowar.
Absolutely, and that's our signing schedule. All of this is happening in booth 1918. It's where we always are if you're a recurring guest at San Diego Comic-Con International. But for the newbies, we are right across from the DC booth when you walk into the hall. Hopefully you'll see our sign, and hopefully you'll stop by and say hello. It's a great week. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of stuff going on. If you come by the booth, we can give you more information. If you go to the website, there's going to be information. It's a big event for comics and a big event for the CBLDF, so we hope to see you there. With that, this is Alex Cox wrapping up. Sam, say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
And we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Thank you very much.